France has raised its national security alert to its highest level after three suspected Islamic extremist attacks. In the southern city of Nice, three people were killed in a horrific assault inside a Catholic church, with at least one victim reportedly beheaded. A second incident was reported in the city of Avignon, and in Saudi Arabia, a security guard was stabbed at a French consulate. President Emmanuel Macron says France is under attack but will not surrender its freedoms. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report.
Just after 9 a.m, police stormed into the Notre Dame Basilica in the heart of Nice. A suspect is shot but is still alive and is repeatedly crying Allah Akbar, or God is greatest, as he's arrested and loaded into an ambulance. Three people are dead. At least one woman is reportedly beheaded. Father Peter Jackson from the Holy Trinity Anglican Church spoke to AM from Nice shortly after the attack.
Just amazed, horrified. But to begin with, you just can't take it in.
Father Jackson was in Nice in 2016 during the truck attack that left 86 dead. He says the memories came flooding back.
You start to reflect on it and you think of the horror for the people who were there at a mass this morning in what is Nice's largest Catholic church. You know, think of them witnessing that. Think of the horror of those people who were just in church and then their lives are taken from them.
Not long after the attack in the French city of Avignon, a man is shot dead by police after threatening officers with a knife. And in the Saudi city of Jeddah, a guard at the French consulate is attacked too. It was a sombre French President Emmanuel Macron who arrived in Nice to speak to police and emergency workers.
Bien, mesdames, messieurs, une fois encore, notre pays.
Sirs and madams, once again our country has been hit by an Islamist terrorist attack, the President says. I would like to express here, first and foremost, the nation's support for the Catholic population in France and elsewhere. The Nice attack came just a fortnight after a history teacher was beheaded in Paris. He'd been teaching students about the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and freedom of speech. Since then, Turkey has led condemnation of President Macron for his comments on radical Islam and secular values. Father Jackson says what's said going forward should be firm, but carefully crafted.
I think we need to be very careful what we say, because it's very easy to stir up more violence, an endless sort of process of revenge, retaliation.
France is a nation amid two crises. As the French people come to terms with yet another act of terrorism, in the hours ahead they'll also face a second national lockdown as the government struggles to control COVID-19. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.